Hello, welcome to the Charles Cook Podcast. The focus of my podcast is local and state issues here in the state of Tennessee. You can follow me on Facebook at Charles Cook. You go and like the page and share the information that you find there. You can also follow me on Rumble and YouTube. My channel is there. It's Charles Cook 52. Please subscribe to my channels, and that way you'll get notified when I upload a video. You can also, if you need to contact me, you can email me at charlescookpodcast@gmail.com. So today, I just wanted to take a few minutes and talk about some of the things that's going on. And a lot of people are, you know, just overwhelmed and really not handling things very well and confused about things. And, you know, I can understand, seems like a lot of people have been let down by people that they had a lot of faith in government and everything from the local and the state to the federal levels. And, but this is what I have to say to you. Don't be discouraged. We are living, to me, I think we're living in exciting times, that a lot of truth is being revealed. And for many of us, a lot of us have been praying for that. Lord, reveal the truth, reveal the corruption, the deceit, and everything that's going on in this country, in this world. And we know that one day, that will happen. But until then, until that day comes, we got to be able to see what's going on. And I think that's what is very exciting about this time that is going on right now, where you see all these people that, who would have thought, many would have thought 10 years ago, that the FBI would be used as a partisan law enforcement agency to go after people for protesting abortion or just going against political enemies. So, a lot of people are having issues with that now, but we should have seen it coming. But the great thing is, you know, the Bible says that you'll know the truth and the truth shall set you free. And so if you want to see the truth in what's going on, it's pretty simple. All you have to do is open your eyes and listen to what's going on and watch and see what's going on and forget about the party stuff. I mean, this is not about party. Both parties are corrupt. And all you have to do is wake up and see it. I mean, if you're like my dad, who was an old Southern Democrat who worked hard for a living and believed that the Democrats were for hardworking people and for the little man, and you still believe that, then you should be waking up right now and saying, wait a minute, I thought they were for me, you know, but I work hard, I get a very little bit of a raise, and yet here I am. My cost of living is going out the roof. Inflation is crazy. They're telling me that, the gas is so high and everything. I can't hardly, my price of fuel per week has doubled. And, I'm seeing that the president of the United States is doing everything he can to basically drive up the cost of fuel with these policies and everything, or, even on the local state level, it's just crazy. And if you're a Democrat, you have to step back and say, wait a minute, this is not what I signed up for, so you should be opening your eyes. You have to sit and say, wait a minute, what has happened to this party? Okay. But you also have to stop and say, if you're a Republican, wait a minute, what's happened to my party? If you look around and you see all of these laws that have been put in place, many of them under the Bush administration, that the FBI and the court systems are using to go after conservatives now, many of those laws were put in place under the Bush administration. And many of those people were jumping up and down saying, yes, the FBI and the ATF and all these people have to have this power to do it. Oh, it's only going to be used on terrorists until they label you as a terrorist, all because you're a person of faith and you don't believe in some of the corrupt stuff that you're doing, whether it be protesting at an abortion clinic, standing up at a school board meeting and speaking your mind about what they're teaching in schools or whatever. See, you were told that it was only for terrorists until they labeled we the people as terrorists for standing up and speaking our minds. So I think it's an exciting time to be living in. I mean, people are exposing themselves and big time. I mean, you look at the things here on the local and state level in Tennessee. I mean, we have a governor that done nothing, nothing during COVID. And he shut down the restaurants and stuff like that. And then when he did open them up, made it half capacity. And this guy wants you to believe he's conservative and wants to stand up for your rights. Where was he? Nowhere to be found. And then now he's running political ads, running for re-election, saying that he was against mandates all along. Really? And then you look at when people get up fed up with this stuff, with the Republican establishment and the Democratic establishment, and they go after them and start speaking out about what's going on. And then you're a true conservative in the Republican Party, just tired of what's going on and want to speak your mind. And then the state party executive committees and stuff come after you and try to shut you down. I mean, you're being re they are exposing themselves for what they are. They don't care nothing about us. They care nothing about our rights. They all want to put you in this little box. They want you to vote as long as you vote the way they want you to. They want your money to help support the party. And then they want you to go over here and sit down and shut up and let them run everything. They want to pick who your candidates are going to be and let you vote for them. And they don't want you to have no say in it whatsoever. Democrats as well. This is what the party system has got us. And we're seeing all of these people that are in positions of power and influence that are all being exposed with what they're doing. And this is an exciting time. We have to stand up and accept the truth. You know, the Bible says you'll know them by their fruits. You shall know them by their fruits. And we have thought, many of us have thought that so and so was a good conservative, Christian conservative, or this Democrat guy, he's a real good Democrat. He stands up for the working people, and yet he goes and votes to do things that does nothing but increase cost on you and stuff. Same way with the Republicans. 4 years ago, we had a governor running for governor's office and goes into a church and sits down on a pew and talks about him being guided by his faith. Really, I'm gonna tell you what. That governor, there was a guy, some people that was arrested in Mount Juliet, Tennessee, for protesting at an abortion clinic. And what has this done for it? Not a thing. Not a thing. And you should see this. You should know what's going on. Where's the rest of the Republican Party at? Where are they at? They're out campaigning, doing whatever they want to do. They don't care. You don't hear any of them speaking up on it. Yep, they'll come and knock on your door and they'll send you mailers wanting you to. Right now, early voting's going on in the state of Tennessee. They want you to come and push a button for them. And then, as soon as the election's over and they're reelected, the legislative season will start in January. And you'll go down there and they'll pat you on the back and take a picture with you. And they won't do anything to rectify what's happened. They are being exposed. It's up to us to do something about it. What was the old saying? When somebody's trying to tell you are who they are, when somebody's trying to tell you who they are, believe them. You're seeing it. Both sides, both parties. You've seen on the news there where the people up in New York was at a rally with the AOC, where she was meeting with some folks, and they're not having it anymore. They're fed up with her too. And we need to be fed up with these so-called red to the root Republicans in the state of Tennessee, because they're telling us who they are. They're showing us who they are. They'll run down here and do a special session last year so they can provide funding and give our tax dollars to Ford Motor Company for a plant in Memphis, Tennessee. Yet, when things are going wrong here, you can't get them to go do a special session. We have information now, thanks to Matt Walsh, that has come out where Vanderbilt has been mutilating teenagers. Doing sex changes on teenagers, kids. Yet this, our Republican representatives are sitting there saying, "Oh, we're going to address this in the legislative session." No, now's the time. Get your facts, get your butt to Nashville, and get something done with this. I heard somebody say, "Well, if children knew what they wanted to be, there'd be a lot of cowboys, princesses, and Indians walking around here, because that's what we all wanted to be when we was kids. A lot of us would be having an eye removed, wearing a patch and a peg leg and a hook on our hand because we wanted to be a pirate or a cowboy or whatever." Kids can't understand this, but yet we have a hospital in Middle Tennessee willing to do this stuff to kids. It's sick. And we have people that we have elected to the legislature is supposed to represent us, and you can't get them to do anything. They're worried about out here campaigning and get reelected and address what's going on in our kids' lives. It's sick. So I think it is a very exciting and informing time. If you look at this and you say you can't, you're going to have to make a choice of what you're going to do. You can continue to go down here and cheerlead these guys, pat them on the back, take your picture with them, give your money to a party that's doing nothing but selling you out so they can keep power. That's it. They're selling you out. They don't care about your rights. They don't care how you feed your family. They don't care how you work, anything. They don't care if you pay your bills. It's all about them staying in power. We have a choice to make. Right now, the general election's up on us. And many people will say, "Well, you can either vote Republican, you can vote Democrat." Good people are not required to vote for the lesser of two evils, because it's still voting for evil. Think about it. People are going to disagree with me on that. I don't care because you've been doing it for decades and it's got you nowhere. Look where it's got us, voting for the lesser two evils. So I'm asking you, wake up, look around, be honest with yourself. Don't listen to these other people. You know the difference between right and wrong. You have right and you have wrong, and you should know it. We should know it. We can't keep supporting this stuff. Legislative session is coming up in January. These people need to see us. They need to hear from us. They live in your community. You can call them. You can even go knock on their door. That is the great thing about local and state politics that you can't do with most of Washington's people. But you can go to your state representative's house because he should live within the same 15 square miles of you. Same thing as your state representative. I mean, your state senator. You should be able to go knock on his door. You can go to his office. That's your office. They're only occupying it. It's time to stand up. And it's time to choose. It's time to start pushing on these guys. And if not, legislative season, pay attention to what they're doing. Get involved. Make them run legislation for you. Work with people. Find out these local organizations that are doing things, get in there and get involved. Go to some of these community meetings and get involved and take a part. That's what it's going to take to get things fixed. And you can never rest on it. This is never going to be fixed where we can go sit back and sit down and say, okay, we're good. Because I'm going to be honest with you. That's why we're where we're at now is because when Donald Trump was elected to office, there was a lot of Republicans that did nothing. They sat down and would not go do anything. Oh, especially here in Tennessee, we've got a Republican president. We got a Republican House. We got a Republican Senate. Here in Tennessee, we got a Republican governor. The Republicans control the House of Representatives. They can control the state Senate. We're red to the roots. And look where we are. It's on us because we sat back, wanted to go do whatever we wanted to do instead of paying attention to what's going on. And this is what the people that we trusted have done or have not done. There was two conservatives had had a bill a couple years ago to stop this stuff going on at Vanderbilt before it happened. And the Republican leadership, oh, no, we ain't got no problem with that here in Tennessee. Until somebody pulled the mask off of it and exposed it. This is where we are. You're seeing the truth. It's time for us to see it, recognize it, and know it. God's exposing this stuff. God's exposing it. And it's up for us to see it and accept it for what it is and get involved. Judge these people not by what they say, not by, I got a constitution in my pocket right here, and this is what guides me. Judge them by their fruits. And for that, I'll leave that with you today. I asked you to please think about what's going on. Wake up, pay attention. And when this legislative session gets started in January, take notice. If you have time, go to Nashville. If you get a chance, go to a city council meeting. Go to a county commission meeting and pay attention to what's going on. We can fix what's going on here local, on the local level and the state level. It's hard to get to Washington, but we can do things in our local and state governments. And I'm here to encourage you to do that. Accept what's going on, see it as the truth, and know it. It's being exposed for a reason. And with that, I ask you to please be praying for this country and our local and state people, and that they'll do the right thing. It's up to us to push it, to get it done. And I say, you know, let's try to put some pressure on them and get this stuff stopped. And with that, good day. God bless you. I hope I wasn't too nuts, but it's a passion, and I'm sick of seeing what's going on, and we have to know the truth. So with that, good day. God bless you, and I'll see you again. Bye.